It's killing us.
All right, here we go.
All right, welcome to We're All Friends here. I'm Matt Ruby.
Mark Normand here.
We're standing outside West 29th Street, 155 West 29th Street.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea, baby.
Yeah, just hanging out. The Improv District. We're yes-anding.
Oh, yeah. Don't negate.
All right. I feel like that should rhyme with something. Don't negate, just propagate.
Just
it's like that NXS song or something,
yeah.
You know?
Boy, they were underrated.
He was so sexy, that guy, though.
That guy was good. You know, gay now.
Dead now.
He died?
Yes.
AIDS?
If by gay you mean dead.
Well.
No, you don't know this? He hung himself while, like, jerking off or something. Some sex
asphyxiation
thing.
Yeah, boy.
You know, your favorite move. He just couldn't handle it, though.
Don't negate asphyxiate. All right. Here we go.
You do like that, choking yourself during sex,
yeah.
Though, right?
You're a big fan. Big fan.
That's one you just can't get enough of, really. Oh, I guess literally you could get
I don't have a dildo. I've got a noose. All right.
That's, you got to wait for at least the third date for that move, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you're very charismatic.
No, I'm not that good.
You're not Michael Hutchins level. No. Did you think he was gay?
I thought he was gay, yeah, definitely.
What was the basis of your thinking Michael Hutchins was gay?
Being in excess.
To be an Australian.
Yeah, that's a big
I just figured.
That's a big down under. Come on.
Sheep shaggers there, right?
Oh, boy.
So let's get into the show. First up, we got a good friend of yours from New Orleans, a good friend of mine now that he's moved to New York, Neil Stasny.
Gorgeous man.
Very good looking. Like, the hair is always, you know, well coiffed, but not in, like, you know, a uptight kind of way. Just kind of like, hey, I just have good hair.
Right.
Good glasses.
Intellectual.
A lot of body hair.
Yes.
Never shaved. His pubic hair is something we've learned about him.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a lot of stories with the ladies.
That's true. A lot of tricks up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah. Maybe too many.
And that's the way I refer to STDs. Tricks up your sleeve. But he's never had an STD, I don't think. We shouldn't spread.
But he's come close.
Well, we're going to talk about that right now, right?
All right.
Okay, so this is Neil Stasny at We're All Friends here.
Yeehaw.
Neil has also come up in a show before in a discussion about pubic hair.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting fact about Neil. As long as I've known you, and I've pried you on this many times, never shaved his pubes.
Never once. And I kind of assumed, I guess guys have done it all the time. Do most guys do that, by the way? They
round
swim.
Of applause, guys who trim their
pubes. Trim, not a trim.
There's a lot of trimming?
Come on.
All right, well, I've never done it because, first, I just, like, weird. I didn't think, like, people actually, I guess girls care. Like, it looks gross, you know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't care? You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense why people would do it. But, I guess I'm just lazy. And I feel like if you get to that point where you're getting naked, like,
it's too late for them to trim back.
Yeah, like, within their right to do so. Hold it down or anything.
You're saying since you've had them, you've never shaven them.
Since I've had them, this is just this old growth forest.
Wow.
You know what I mean? This is the original.
And how big does it get?
It
just has its own cutoff?
I've never measured that, you know.
Go ahead.
Has anybody else never shaved, guys?
There's someone here. Have you never shaved your pubic hair? Applaud.
Wow.
Listen, this is a safe place, everyone. There's still some tension here. You guys.
You are maintenance.
There you go.
Yeah, what? I mean, scissors.
Yeah, it's actually, it wouldn't be very. It's not like you don't use like a real razor.
But I mean, imagine the split ends.
Well, the reason I'm afraid is because.
He puts
like,
them in dreadlocks. It's cool.
The reason I'm actually afraid is like, doesn't it grow back thicker? Is that just a...
Who cares? You're full anyway.
You keep trimming, but then, like, you're an old guy. You can't shave.
That's an old wives' tale.
But maybe... Old wives love talking about pubic hair. I think if you shave... I've heard that too, though. I think if you shave with like lotion
with a razor or something,
that's what he does too, though.
You actually shave? Are you bald?
I've been bald.
He goes.
Maybe afraid that you're cutting stuff.
I'm good at it. I'm pretty good now.
A little bigger.
It looks huge.
I bet it does. Because I have like pulled it back and been like, yeah, it looks pretty nice.
Pulled it back.
Well, you lift it up a little and you kind of cut it off like that. hat
in
the mirror. Like,
is that how you show it to girls when you're with a girl? You're like, look at this.
Yeah.
This is what you could be getting.
They never, you know, they wear visors. They don't.
You should put a visor on your shaft to hold the hair up.
Yeah, blinders thing. The horse is good for.
Put little sunglasses that can hold the hair back.
All right, I want to
let's get to the list.
Yeah, we got something. We have a little pre-interview session that goes on.
I'm actually kind of nervous because.
Well, these are things that he brought up.
Well, okay, but well,
he doesn't know.
He brought like a bunch of.
I went behind his back and
that's true.
I got some deep.
Well, I want to start off with something that you know. I want to actually quote you because I don't know how I could rephrase this in any better way. I was once told I had urethritis, kind of an STD.
Kind of.
Kind of?
It's more of an infection.
Okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Just the phrasing.
Is it an infection?
STD, I think you're either on the bus or off the bus. I don't think there's a kind of.
Finish the sentence I wrote you.
But I didn't. It was actually a kidney issue.
Yes.
At the time, it made sense that I would have. Because I had recently had sex with that fat Mexican.
That Mexican.
You know, that one.
Yeah. She was from Mexico, and she was very... No. That's what she was doing. Mexican is not a slur. Mexican is not a slur.
You're right.
It's an actual adjective. Polluted it, perhaps, but it is a real word. So I guess this is like a long story. Anyway, I was drunk at a bar here, a beauty bar, after a show. And got really drunk, and there was this group of fun women. Very fun women.
Liberated women.
Very fun. And got really drunk, and like, you know, like I remember she was talking to some guy she didn't want to talk with. You know, she had very gorgeous faces.
The fat pretty girl is nice.
Yeah. And, you know, so she's talking to this guy, and I could tell she didn't want to talk to him, so like, I just started making out with her, you know?
Wow.
And I was like,
that's the way he always rescues people from uncomfortable
very
conversations.
Very drunk. I can't talk to women unless I'm drunk, or do anything. But
Wait. So she was talking to a guy.
You could see
that she was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so then you just started making out with her.
We made some eye contact. I think she knows what she wants. Right here. So,
good move. Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she did, man. We went in the bathroom and stuff, and I thought like I was going to get a blowjob in the bathroom, but like some guy that worked there was like, get out. So
he thought you were going to get one too.
Yeah. So we, there was no room in there anyway. We went back to our hotel, which I'd never had sex in a hotel ever, and that was pretty cool.
Isn't hotel sex good?
It was phenomenal. It just feels dirty and sexy.
Yeah.
It always feels sexy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I know, but it's something about, I would love to do it again. I go there and stuff, and I remember, like, you know, we're dry humping a lot and stuff, and, and I was like, do you want me to go down on you ever after that? She didn't, though. She didn't. We were dry humping a lot.
She didn't want that?
She didn't want it.
Few of us who know Neil, he's the expert.
I'm very good. And not just because girls have told me afterwards, but, like, their friends have come up to me.
Friends!
You know,
friends!
I'm phenomenal at this, and I love to do it. I was more than sex. I'm way better at that than actual sex.
Now,
sometimes girls don't like you to, like, do it that... Well, I don't know.
So you must hate girls who don't like it.
I don't understand why... It makes you feel good. I don't understand. And you're gonna have to come up. So, I don't understand why.
That should be your pickup line. Come on, it'll make you feel good. Come on!
I don't care what you think. I'm good at it, Davis.
There was a girl. She doubted me. And I proved her so wrong.
Factual statement.
Anyway, so we're driving and stuff, and she's like, "Do you have a condom?" I don't. I try calling the front desk to see if they have a condom, but they don't. So
what kind of hotel was this?
Yeah, I know. Legitimate place. But so I had sex without a condom and stuff, and it was a great time. Only like bigger girl I really had sex with. Blast. It was a good time. And then she kicks me out like 2 hours later for some reason. And then I leave, and I actually call her the next day from a payphone to tell her that I don't have STDs.
That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, well, because she was visiting in town, so like we're gonna hang out again ever. She's from LA.
But had she brought up STDs?
No.
You know what I mean? Sometimes when you volunteer information like that, it's more suspicious than if you just never had said anything at all.
I
just want you to know I don't have an STD.
I just wanted to hear her say it, so...
Okay, that's nothing to do with you, you have to know that she did.
I knew I did, right. So I was like, you know, she's fine, but I was like, what about me? He goes, oh my God, what do I do?
You assumed she'd be honest.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like, again, what the hell does she care? We did it, she's going away, she's going back to L.A., so she says no, right? And I'm like, well, you have my number, again, I called her, so,
you have my number, call when you come in town!
Or if you have an STD, either way.
All right, Neil Stasny.
Funny guy.
Great guy, we like that guy.
Boy, he really had a little temper tantrum about that that STD there.
I always thought it was weird, this idea of calling someone the day after you have sex just to tell them you don't have an STD. Kind of suspicious, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was that worried.
But in this day and age, maybe it's all funny, it all flies.
She would be honest. He thought she would be honest on the phone. I would lie through my teeth.
I would just be weirded out that someone was calling me up to... Hey, don't worry, I don't have an STD. You know?
Yeah.
Just a weird...
Well, she said she was checked out. You never know.
No. Good luck to both of those kids, huh?
Yeah.
Coming up next, who we got?
We got a whopping Sean O'Connor.
Ooh. Opened up to us a lot.
Yeah, fun guy. He's got a lot of skeletons, but, you know.
And what are we going to talk about with Sean?
Let's do a little cocaine binging.
Ooh. Can never get enough of that.
And some youthful porn watching.
Oh, yes. He had all kinds of weird youthful porn experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Watching, starring in.
Yes.
Are we getting into that? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, he's boy. Dabbled. He's dabbled.
Let's just get to the good bits, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sean O'Connor, and we're all friends here.
No, it was always at my friend Mike's house. He had, like, a hot box.
Yeah, there was always that friend.
It was always
the
hot box.
The illegal table.
I swear to God, not even kidding, it's also the first time I watched porn was the first time I found out what the word faggot meant. Because as soon as the cop came on, Mike was like, don't look at that faggot.
That's why.
I was like, okay, I'm never going to do that. And we got caught watching porn and we were like 10.
10?
10. We got caught by his dad, but we thought we were being really smart, so we changed the channel. And it was like the all-day ticket from Mortal Kombat. And we were like, we're watching Mortal Kombat for the 8th time in a row. We know all the words. And then we tried to sing. Which I think our boners were giveaways.
Did you ever do the, you take that side of the room, I'll take this one, see who finishes first?
No! I never did that because...
Whoa.
You didn't do that?
Everyone in this room who's done the you side of the room versus you side of the room, whoever finishes first, you all applaud.
Wow.
Girls even.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Oh, it's great.
One time, it really
brings friends together.
Because you get to gauge your velocity.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't find out how to masturbate. Until I was like 12 or 13, and it was completely by accident.
How did you figure that? It's so funny. I was going to bring this up. It's so weird.
Completely an accident. I was honestly just playing, like going like this. Not a joke. Just doing that.
It kind of felt
for
good.
For like 15 minutes, I came, and I was like, what?
Wow.
I feel like the first time I ever realized that something like this could happen, it was like I was in camp and we were at a pool. I was in a hot tub and in the jets.
Caressed the penis area.
And I was like, huh, there might be something to this. I might have to investigate this a little bit further.
Was that at swingers camp? You were at that hot tub?
No, like...
Swingers camp for kids.
I can't think of the name of that place in the Caribbean. Hedonism 2. That's where I went to camp. Didn't everyone go there?
Oh, I remember being so young jerking off that when I would finish, it would just go. Like nothing would come out. That's like I hadn't produced it yet. And produce semen in my body. I was so young. It would just kind of go.
I came before I could produce cum too.
All right.
This is how we both wound up here.
That's crazy to me because there's always that like there's always like that bad kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who was like, yeah, I lost my virginity at 9, and you're like, well, you did it. Like, yeah. It just hurt a lot.
Well,
right.
So I feel like this is not something commonly talked about. You can have an orgasm before you can ejaculate.
Oh yeah, I agree. And I
learned something here
tonight.
Why is the hat coming up?
I went to school with Negroes, and they didn't talk about their penises.
They don't have to.
Just saying, they didn't.
Did you guys know that you could come without orgasming? Found that.
Is this like a sting thing or something?
No, pre-com?
No, it's like, it's something to do with, what is it,
tantric?
No, it's that, yeah, I knew the name. Prostate massage. You could come without orgasm.
Like in Road Trip.
Yes.
I think that's like the tantric thing that Sting
that
does, so we can...
Yes.
He can go all night with Trudy.
But I thought that was about not coming.
That's about not coming.
Oh, this is what I got backwards.
Yeah.
Wait
a second.
I took a class.
I actually just said that in reverse, actually.
Can you decipher this? For real.
The tantric is where you can have a 3-hour orgasm or like go 3 hours without orgasming. And you're just in control of when you shoot.
But there's no orgasms involved?
There are at the end.
Yeah, he says there's so many orgasms.
There are orgasms, but there's no...
Yeah.
And what was he talking about?
I don't know.
I tapped out. I think I'm wrong. I have Google prostate massage twice.
Let's shift gears to when you used to do cocaine.
Okay, let's do it.
Yowza.
Let's go there.
In that house?
Cool. I never really get it. Like, I mean, I've tried it, you know, gives you that sort of, 5,000 Red Bulls or whatever, but it doesn't make me feel good. I'm a big drug fan. Like, weed, shrooms, I'm down, but, like, coke just doesn't do it for me. So maybe start off with, like, what is the real appeal there?
Biggest appeal, not even kidding, this girl, Alicia Cosentino, I went to really rich high school, and, I'm not rich, but I was like, whatever, all of my friends are, let's just do whatever they do. So this girl, Alicia, like, I remember, like, it was like 1:40, and she's like, let's just get real high today. And I was like, yeah, let's. And so we like smoked a ton of pot, and then she was like, we should hang out all the time. And I was like, yeah, we should. I'm really into you. And but she was like, no, because I'm going to go fuck my drug dealer boyfriend because it's way cheaper. And so I'm not even kidding. It got to the point where like she was like a year older than me, and she would like, I just go to school early. Like my parents were like, he's really turned over to leave. He's going to school every morning at 7:30. And I just go into her car, and we would do something called ski club. And we would all be like, who wants to go skiing? Wake, and everyone's like, they're gonna go do coke. Like, that's what they're doing in there. We just do coke. And
people say that on Craigslist a lot.
Skiing.
No one knows.
What is skiing?
Skiing means snow.
Or I thought it was like snow, coke and something else.
No, there's no more. Skiing is just doing coke.
Just some lame person on Craigslist.
But on Craigslist, it's usually like if you provide the cocaine, you could do whatever you want to the girl.
Oh, wow.
I know this because I was pranking girls.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
Can you make her actually ski?
Yeah, I think that would
be hilarious. I have some moguls out back. I'm going to have to go down.
I saw there's this one girl, she was laying on the upper side. She's like, if you go skiing, if you provide the snow, we'll go skiing. And I answered her back, and she wanted a picture, and I put a picture of Dean Cameron from ski school. I love to ski!
And then you got there and you're like, where's your boots?
So it was for this girl that you like coke, or was there something you really like?
I was just like, whatever. I just want to be.
You just didn't care. So you didn't really like it though.
I didn't. No, I loved it. It was fun.
So what do you love about it? What's so great?
What do I love about it?
Yeah.
Oh man, just
you put
the camaraderie.
The camaraderie.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Do you talk a lot?
Yeah, I talk a lot. Like, I talk a lot to begin with, so I'm just like really fucking annoying. And my heart is just racing, and oh man,
I just. Yeah, I like that. It felt like a skip a beat or some sort of thing. I
love
like that.
I love it.
And also,
so
like, how about erections seem to be problematic if you're on that? No?
No.
No problem.
No.
Right. Oh, really? Wow.
That's because I jerk off 9 times a day.
Wow. For real?
No.
Oh, my God. And also, you used to be one of the best 100 baseball players
this
in the nation in your age group.
So true. Remember. Remember
who knew this?
Oh, here comes the tears. Here comes the war.
Oh boy!
Oh, just look at
tears. How's your baseball coach feel right now?
This is my favorite thing. The reason why I went to that school was I got recruited by the baseball coach, and I made it all 4 years. But I got kicked off the baseball team freshman year for smoking pot, and. Award ceremony, I was getting like this this award for like the mile when I was like a senior, and the baseball coach was my gym teacher. He shook my hand, whispered in my ear, "You were my greatest disappointment."
Oh, jeez Louise.
I feel like the theme for the show is adults doing things they really shouldn't do. You know? Like, I don't think we could top the loaded machine gun with the 6-year-olds. Apparently, your baseball coach really cares about children. He's got his heart in the right place, doesn't he?
Is that when you started doing coke?
No, I was doing that way before.
That's why he was so fast on the base pass.
Oh, boy.
It was so ridiculous. I honestly, like, there's pictures of me getting the award and then him whispering and then me just being like,
ooh.
It felt like I got punched in the stomach by a guy I thought sort of liked me.
Ouch.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I feel like you're a lot of people's biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not the only one.
Without a doubt.
You know, like,
I was telling somebody today about how my mom seen me do stand-up like 4 times, and she always sits in the front, and it's like looking at a puppy, like when you're talking to a puppy, like she just...
Yeah.
Turns her head.
I think they like it, but they don't. It's as if you're speaking a foreign language. You know, like they. She's proud of you, though. I bet.
No.
No? Is she disappointed in you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm just kind of.
You seem like you came from a very loving family.
Oh, I did.
Too loving.
Too loving.
You gotta know the just right.
Right.
How about you? Loving family
very
too.
Loving,
right?
Very loving. Very loving.
That's why we're so comfortable with hatred.
Parents still together. Divorced?
One dead, one alive. You brought it up. Don't blame me.
Oh, boy.
Don't lose the collar on me this time.
What am I on E? I'm sweating. Oh, God.
I was wondering why you aren't erect.
Oh, God.
Trying to figure it out.
Sean O'Connor revealing himself.
Woo! This guy is a mess.
That's what I like about this show is like we kind of go places. You learn things about people. You go new places with them.
Oh yeah, that's the point of the show. Open up. We're all friends.
It's a safe place. Safe place. Kind of like a group therapy session almost in a way, I feel.
Yeah, just in front of a live audience.
Yeah. That's the only place these people can open up, I think.
That's true. The stage brings it out.
Speaking of, we have I think one of my favorite comics in New York
is the
next guest.
One of the best.
Jesse Pop, we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we talk a little bit about gambling and asses, right?
This guy has got quite a caboose.
A big behind.
And he never mentions it, so I had to bring it up. I had to have him acknowledge it.
You had to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, man. I wish I had a drum set here.
and then some talk about gambling, too. He's also... An aficionado of the blackjack table.
He had a problem. Why don't we say that? He had quite a problem.
I think we're gonna be saying that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the man with the plan and a problem and the Pop.
There he is.
Jesse Pop.
Woo-wee.
One thing about Pop. I'm serious. One thing about Pop, I gotta say, you know, funny guy, tall, good-looking, you know, mysterious, handsome...
Funny,
of course. I said funny guy. You know, doing well. No one ever mentions your gigantic ass.
Just
Can we see that thing? Give us there. Come on, let's see the ass. You have the biggest caboose in Brooklyn.
You gotta show him now. You gotta show him. I mean, I can't really see it.
I mean, you're the J-Lo of comedy. Come on. Let's see this thing.
When you build up to it.
When you wear that bag, the bag is
coming. It's coming. All right. I don't deny, even when I was,
you seem so exasperated.
Right before I went on stage, you grabbed my hand.
I want you to acknowledge it. That's all I want.
Even when I was like a kid, I had a big ass. It's not like big legs, and even when I was skinny, I had big legs and a big butt. It's for very powerful for jumping and running.
I don't disagree.
For falling down. Yeah.
Terrific. But you're okay with it.
Yeah. Can we see it?
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. How about after the show, you guys can
just... No.
Later.
It's nice.
We'll show our asses too if you want. Or anything.
All right.
I don't care. I just don't want. I'm not some piece of meat. This shit.
All right.
You guys can trust me. I'll be here drinking for a while.
Yeah.
Speaking about drinking for a while,
would you describe yourself as an alcoholic or no? No, I would say. I definitely drink too much presently.
Meaning now.
Yeah. I didn't really drink that much until I moved here, and now I drink some. I'm going to stop for a while.
I'm not saying stop.
Oh, we like it. Yeah. Like, I feel like I don't turn into a jerk or anything.
No, of course.
You're great. I mean, there's some people who I think should be drunk.
So. Yeah, you're a good drunk.
You're a good drunk.
You shouldn't be sober.
It'd be a waste. I'm going to try to do that favor for you tonight.
All right. Drinks on me.
Now, back when you were in college.
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
this in a beer?
Is that a beer? Yeah, here.
Do you want half of this?
Oh, absolutely. It's the same place.
We're all friends.
Don't want to lose my sweet ass.
You don't have to clap. You don't have to clap, do you? Wow, so I'm going to go back in time.
Back in time.
Freshman year of college.
Yes.
Gambling.
Yes. Compulsive gambler.
Blackjack.
Yes. I had this to lose that. I went to Central Michigan University.
CMU.
I had a scholarship. And there's an Indian reservation casino right down the road. So I learned how to count cards, and I taught myself over the summer, and then I won and lost about $6,000.
Wow.
And I got a .75. And I lost my scholarship. All I did the whole year was gamble. All I did.
Oh, my God.
I would wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, and I'd be like, casino, and I would go,
Did you have, like, the pit bosses recognize you?
Back when I was winning, I had the reservation police pull me over and tell me to stay out of town.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is funny, because back then, I was a total, I was a complete nerd, didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't do
back
anything.
Back then?
Yeah, I was just blackjack compulsive gambler, and they as soon as I left, they pulled me over and they searched my car and they said they didn't want
to scare you away.
Yeah, and because that was when I won. Like, what happened was I had $500 saved up.
White man won too much.
Yeah, and
that was your Indian name.
Sorry.
And I had $500 saved up, and then within a few weeks I turned it into like $3,000. And
nice.
Bravo. You should skip a grade.
Yeah.
And then I was driving out, and as soon as I left the casino, they pulled me over, and they searched me, and there were like four cop cars, and they like told me to not come back. But luckily for them, I came back and lost most of it, because compulsive.
Wow. How were the parents?
You count cards? Yeah, well, that, well,
that's what I found. Most of the guys who are really into blackjack, they're like, I got a system.
I'll say this about kind of cards. It's not as hard as people, as the movie.
Apparently it's not as easy as people think either,
though. And it doesn't work now.
The machines.
They have the continuous shuffle.
Fucking machines. Technology ruins everything.
Before, you could just sit down at a table with a dealer who didn't shuffle very well, and you could just find a hot deck and just win, like, some money and get out of there.
I'm with you. I know exactly. Yeah.
You're getting kind of antsy right now, aren't you?
Yeah. I just want to go bet on horses or play poker.
Now,
what?
You got something?
I got something.
Go for it.
Speaking of blackjack, I heard that in college, you had, before you started drinking, you invented a superhero named Blackjack, who would go around to the dorm rooms. You tell.
Okay, this again. Okay. No way to blow off steam. I would pull a lot of pranks. Like, okay, this is one for you. My one roommate who was he loved Boys to Men, and
they were huge at CMU.
He had a Boys to Men poster where they're all just sitting, just like this.
Boys to Men poster.
And my other specific one. And my other roommate had a subscription to Penthouse. So I went in and I cut out all these pussies, and then I and I taped them to their crotches, and then he didn't like notice it, and then he got really mad. Anyway,
how could you deface?
Was it a white guy? White guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he went into Amway and all this other stuff. And masturbated a lot. Anyway.
Dude, the Boys to Men poster, bro.
Anyway, so what happened was my other roommate had a crush on this girl in his other dorm room, and I came up with the joke superhero Blackjack, where I put on this crazy costume, and I took a box of Cheez-Its, and I taped like a jack of clubs onto it, and I went down to her dorm, and I knocked on the door, and I walk in, and I go, "I'm Blackjack." Take this and await further instructions. And then I ran out. And then somehow word spread that there was like this like rapist guy, Blackjack, running around. And everybody was like, somehow word spread, folks, Blackjack, I'm gonna kill him. And I was like, oh shit, what's going on? And I just goofed around. I was trying to rape her. I was just goofed around. And,
which is also because that's the most rapist.
Yeah.
I'm goofing around.
So then we're all in the cafeteria, and these guys are like, "What the fuck is Blackjack? What are you?" And but this one guy, this one like doofus, like meathead guy, he was like, "Hey guys, I was Blackjack." And they go, "Oh, that's awesome!" And for the rest of the year, that guy told me you were Blackjack. And I was like, "I was Blackjack." So they all thought it was awesome once they knew it was right. Buddy.
This is the problem with being an anonymous superhero. Anyone can take the fucking credit.
Yeah,
that hurts.
All right, we're back. That was Jesse Pop.
Yeah, love that stuff.
Oh, he's a great guy. And then to end this edition of the podcast, this was kind of like an interlude discussion that we had,
right.
a little dialogue. We're trying to get to the bottom of I'm Jewish, have some theories on why the Jews, we've experienced some problems, some persecution through the years, through
course,
the locations we've been in. And I kind of thought our show would be a good place to kind of open up that forum and examine why that is.
And, you know, our show's the perfect place for something like this. Because this is where we want you to open up, and I think you had a problem, and you wanted to talk about it.
Well, I think Jews have had a problem historically, and, you know, it's important to just, you know, think about stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like a wannabe Jew, too, I think.
I'm a wannabe Jew, yeah.
I feel like you have insight on both sides.
Sadly, I was jealous that you got to complain about it.
You wish you could be a minority.
Yes.
For the jokes.
Well, it's come on.
What?
I don't want to be black. Oh boy. I don't want to be Mexican either, but you know.
Just Jewish.
Just Jew. That's as far as I'll go.
Just an invisible ethnicity. That's
right, exactly.
That's where you're not skin color.
Yeah,
a little bit too far.
Ooh, what am I, crazy? I'm
privileged. But religion, you can handle that.
Yeah.
How about being gay?
Eh.
You could
a lot of baggage.
Being Jew, no baggage. Gay baggage.
Well, there's sexual baggage.
At least the baggage is stylish, though.
Hi-yo!
Yves Saint Laurent.
Well, the Jews don't put out a bad luggage rack, I'll tell you that.
Is that about the breast size of Jewish women?
No, I'm saying they have nice luggage.
Oh, have you noticed that Jewish women have nice racks?
By rack, you mean schnoz.
I usually don't mean...
You don't walk schnoz around going, look at the rack on that face.
And mean her nose. All yeah, right, I don't usually do that.
I guess I'm alone there.
But I do think Jewish women have large breasts, maybe more so than some other ethnic groups.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know.
You haven't noticed this.
I have not.
You're obsessed with the nose, though.
I can't go below the schnoz. That's all I look at.
It turns you on. It was a big nose.
I love that. I want it to peck away at me.
Just carve a hole in you?
Oh, yeah. Please, mashugana.
Have you met anyone else who feels that way about big noses?
There's a few. I met some girls who like big noses on men.
All right. Getting back to the Jew thing, we're going to get into why Jews historically have had some persecution issues.
Here we go.
Let's solve this issue once and for all.
Finally.
Well, I want to talk about the Jew thing more because I'm interested in it.
I think it's just a historic thing, you know?
No, I think you're pussyfooting a little bit.
Jeez, I didn't know we were going to Charlie Rose this.
Does everyone want to move off the Jews? I think it's like that.
I think they do.
Well, but maybe that's why we need to go deeper.
All right, okay.
Maybe that's why we need to investigate this.
I respect that. All right, okay.
Because we got, the money and the media and... The government always supporting Israel, regardless of whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah, you got
what else do I got?
The noses.
So that, you hate noses?
They get in the way.
That's why the Jews are so hated, the big noses.
You ever got an elevator with a Jew?
There's no room left.
No room left. No, I can't. It's not the nose.
They should change those signs. For
you know what
I'm going to
do this right now? You're not going to like it.
I don't want to like it.
You're not going to like
it. I hope I don't like it. If I did like it, I'd really hate myself.
I'm not supposed to do this as a Gentile.
You know what? This is a safe place.
We're all friends here. You're right. All right, I'm going to tell you what it is. And you probably know this. And I know there's some Jews in here. And I might get blacklisted. I'm never going to do stand-up comedy.
You're going to get Jew-listed.
I'm never one of the Catskills, you know. But
you're practically Jewish, by the way. But go ahead, bring it up.
But you know what it is?
Put it all on the table.
It's this whole thing where we're not allowed in the club.
The chosen people.
Exactly.
I know it.
Is that the most line in the world?
Exactly.
The chosen people?
I was going to go there, because I'm going to say, what kind of people are like, why does everyone hate us? We're the chosen people. I can't imagine why no one likes us.
Fuck you.
Considering that we're chosen and that they can't be allowed in. Oh, I know.
Yeah, fuck you. You can't come in. We're better than you. You know.
It's like they think they're the VIP section of religions or something.
And you know, now that we're into this, you know, this guy on the train with full black, the huge black hat, the curls.
Oh, they're crazy.
Fuck that guy. Who's that guy?
He's like a clown, but how about the Pope? Why? The Pope's got the fucking
Pope. The ridiculous. The Pope is one guy.
Oh, there's more. There's cardinals. There's a whole bunch of dudes in robes and funny fucking hats.
We keep
their side of the playground.
We keep it on a team. There's a Pope, a bishop. There's like, you know, a final four of Gentiles.
And they get to rape whoever they want. I know, it's a beautiful system.
It's you Jews, man. It's always rape with you. No, I'm kidding. But I'm just saying, this guy on the train, who is this guy? He's fucking nuts.
I agree.
He's insane. Live your life. Live your life.
But extremely religious people of every religion.
You're right.
People who want to dress up in costumes even though it's not Halloween.
Pretend it's important. Anybody who's religious is fucking nuts.
All right, I agree with that.
All right, we're back. That was the Jew question solved once and for all.
Oh, I don't know.
We're all friends here.
I don't know if you'll ever crack that case.
But it was a fun show. I had a good time,
as always.
Well done, Mark.
Well done, Ruby, and great guests.
And let's do it again next month.
I can't wait.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Take it easy.